नासुयां कालु कृष्णाय मोहितस्थस्य मायया मन्यमाना स्वपर्श्वास्तान् स्वान् स्वान् धारान् चौकशाः। Synonyms: Na asuyan, were not jealous. Kalu, even. Krishnaya, against Krishna. Mohita, bewildered. Tasya, his. Mayaya, by the spiritual potency of illusion. Manyamana, thinking. Saparshva, at their own sides. Stan, standing. Svan, each their own. Dharan, wives. Vrajaokasha, the cowherd men of Vraja. Translation by the servants of Srila Prabhupada. The cowherd men, bewildered by Krishna's illusory potency, thought their wives had remained home at their sides. Thus, they did not harbor any jealous feelings against him. Please repeat responsively. The cowherd men, bewildered by Krishna's illusory potency, thought their wives had remained home at their sides. Thus they did not harbor any jealous feelings against Krishna. Purport. Because the gopis loved Krishna exclusively, Yoga Maya protected their relationship with the Lord at all times, even though they were married. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur quotes from the Ujjvala Nilamani as follows: Maya Kalpita Tadrukstri Shilanen Anusuyumihi Jatu Vajadevi Nam Padivi Sahasangamaha. Quote: The gopis, jealous husbands, consorted not with their wives, but with doubles manufactured by Maya. Thus, these men never actually had any intimate contact with the divine ladies of Raja. End quote. The gopis are the internal energy of the Lord and can never belong to any other living being. Krishna arranged their apparent marriage to other men simply to create the excitement of parakya rasa, the love between a married woman and her paramour. These activities are absolutely pure because they are the Lord's pastimes, and saintly persons since time immemorial have relished these supreme spiritual events. End of the purport. Munde ham Sri Guru, Sri Jutapada Kamalam, Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Sri Rupama Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Ishakan Vitamscha, Samsara Dukkha Jaladau Patitasya Kama Krot Adi Nakramakarai Kavalikritasya Duravashana Nikritasya Nirashrayasya Chaitanya Chandramam Dehe Padabalambam Jaladara Shashi Varno Gopavesha Kishoro Sahachara Ganavrindai Kridamana Vrajesho Natupara Chitta Desho Leela Kritam Bharadyo Jagadachanana Hetu Rama Krishno Natosmi Vanchakalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Pridanam Pavane Vyo Vishnabe Vyo Namo Namah
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This reminds me, it says here in Shloka 36, when the Lord assumes a human-like body to show mercy to His devotees, He engages in such pastimes as will attract those who hear about them to become dedicated to Him. Krishna manifested His pastimes, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Shiv Goswami describes in that purport. Krishna descends to this world in His original two-handed form. Out of kindness, He manifests that form in a way His devotees, conditioned in human society, can perceive and understand. Manushyam deham astata, He assumes a human-like body. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur glorifies the Lord's conjugal pastime, stating that these romantic affairs have an inconceivable spiritual potency to attract the polluted heart. It is an undeniable fact that any pure or simple-hearted person who hears narrations, the loving prayers of Krishna will be attracted to the lotus feet of the Lord and gradually become His devotee. Yeah. Krishna's company policy. It is mentioned in the first canto, chapter 6 and chapter 7, in the conversation of Narada with Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva was humbly asking his spiritual master, it's like, tell us your experiences in devotional life, meaning, how did you become a devotee? How did you attain the stage, the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet? So Narada Muni mercifully mentioned, in a previous life, he was the son of a maidservant, and by taking the uchasta, the remnants of those sages who were doing Chaturmasi Vrata, then the very nature of a transcendentalist became attractive to me, he said. Then by and by his mother died of a snake bite, and although he was lamenting for that, he took it as this arrangement of the Supreme Lord, and he went traveling through many, many places and different places. And then he heard and chanted the glories of the Lord. Then after some time, in due course of time, he met with death. It was described just like lightning and illumination occur simultaneously. It was described. And before he left his body, the Supreme Lord informed him that you will get a transcendental body befitting one of the associates of me. He said he traveled gone and this and satisfied. Atmarama's Chamunayo. He traveled satisfied as a sage, you know, without any anxieties or difficulties. And the Supreme Lord reciprocated with His love by informing him. Interestingly enough, that is another company policy the Supreme Lord has, is another company policy He's got. It's described wonderfully in Canto 12, Chapter 3, verse number 50, or 51, like that. The Supreme Lord informs that when I'm satisfied with the devotees hearing and chanting and dedication to me, then before they leave their body, I inform them of their spiritual body. He says like that. I inform them what their service is. This way it sounds very good, because before, just like when we're walking, we pick up one step, you know, and before we put our foot ahead, we want to make sure that our left foot is on solid ground. You know, and then when we're convinced of that we're going somewhere positive, right? We're not going anywhere crazy. You know, we're going somewhere positive. Then we'll put our foot down, our right foot down. And then, all right, is that solid? Is that a proper situation? All right, it's a proper situation. Okay, now pick up your left foot and continue going, right? There's no question of putting that right foot unless you're going to ensure that it's going to be something good. Now, of course, we don't have a choice. When every one of us here in this room, we're all Ayaram, Gayaram, and Ayarani, Gayarani. Ram has come and Ram is gone, you know, and she has come and she is gone, isn't it? And we don't have choice here. We don't have choice with our body. Our body is dictated according to the modes of material nature. Karmana daiva netrena jantura deho upapattaye strenam pravishto udaram pumsam redi kanashaya. Bhagavatam mentions it quite clearly. We're forced to enter into our mother's womb, you know, taking shelter of our father's semana, and we're forced to come out And once we come out, then good luck. Good luck, kid.
You'll need it.
You know, like I always say, good luck, kid.
You'll need it.
This Kali Yuga is a real roller coaster ride. Fortunately, for those who take shelter of Krishna, Krishna never gives them up. Narottam Das Thakur says, Ashray loye bhaje, Krishna tari nyahe chaje, ada sabagelo akharan. If somebody worships Krishna, approaches Krishna with submission to worship him, then Krishna never gives him up. Krishna tari nyahe chaje. And everyone else, Narottam Das says, ada sabagelo akharan. Akharan. Akharan means they act uselessly. Everyone else wastes their time, Narottam Das Thakur says. So, the Supreme Lord performs human-like pastimes to attract those that are conditioned in human life. But his activities are extraordinary, beyond the purview of the pale of conditioned life. He is known as Achyuta and Ajita. Ajita, he never is conquered. Achyuta, he is infallible. His pastimes are infallible. Now, interestingly enough, in Chaitanya Bhagavat, in the first book, early chapters, Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is a servant of Nityananda Prabhu, has glorified Lord Baladeva very wonderfully there in the beginning. And he describes the aspect of Dauji as Sankarshan, Sankarshayati, one who attracts. He attracts other living entities. He attracts the family of Nanda Maharaj and the family of Vasudev, brings them together. That's one definition of Sankarshan. Another definition is he brings Krishna by his mind and presents him. He went in 65th chapter of 10th canto to Braj because he was feeling the sufferings of the Vrajavasis in separation from him and Krishna. So Dauji felt that very nicely, their love, their dedication, their separation. So he went there. It was described in other places, interestingly enough, that he goes to Mathura, parks his chariot, and swaps his royal cloth and dashes in, you know. And his friends are all grown up, married, kids, the whole nine yards, and they all go, you know, and they hug him and greet him. And then all of Krishna's gopis surround him. So, Dauji, you're back here. Does this mean that Krishna's also coming, huh? Krishna's also coming. They're quite insistent. Dauji took them to a secluded place and brought them a message from Krishna. And he was so expert. He brought Krishna in his mind and presented him so expertly, so diplomatically, so touchingly, that as long as Dauji was there for the 2 months of the Chaitra season, that's, what is that? May, April, March, April, like that, Chaitra. Then, as long as he was there for those 2 months, Chaitra, and I think it's Chaitra Vaishat, anyway, then all of their separation from Krishna was mitigated, as much as when Krishna was there. Now, Jiva Goswami, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada quotes Jiva Goswami Prabhupada in that commentary there in Chaitanya Bhagavad. I think it's around in the first book, about somewhere around page number 49, something like that, I remember. And there, Jiva Goswami Prabhupada says, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada is quoting, that no one should think that Dauji enjoyed Krishna's gopis. No, he served them. Dauji is known as Kamapala, the protector of transcendental desire. They want their transcendental desires is to serve Krishna. Dauji protected that. He presented Krishna in such a way to remove their separation. Indeed, Krishna does the same thing. When Krishna saw that some of the gopi girls of Braja were attracted to Dauji, then he told them, you protect your chastity for Dauji. He encouraged them to protect them. Those same girls took shelter of the instructions of Gargamuni, and they wanted to know how to worship Dauji. And so they did so. Puja, Patala, Balabhadra Sahasranam, Balabhadra Kavacha, the five different ways they did, according to the instructions of Garga Acharya. And by that instruction of Garga Muni, Jauji became pleased and he agreed to dance with them and Sharad and Purnima and Chaitra Purnima. He did so at his place, Ramagata, which is separate, far away from where Krishna has his Rasalila. So it's interesting. Jauji is Kamapala. He protected the gopis' service to Krishna. And he, with his own gopis, he satisfied their heart's desires in Chaitra. Jiva Goswami says, Jauji did not touch Krishna's gopis. He instructed them. He gave them Krishna. And they were so satisfied by that, they felt Krishna's presence. This is Sankarsana. This is the power. He brings Krishna by his mind and presents him to mitigate his pangs of separation from Krishna, for Krishna's devotees. How powerful. So, and another aspect of it, Jiva Goswami also mentioned later on somewhere else, is the when Krishna, it is after the killing of Bhagasura, and when Krishna bewildered Brahmaji and rectified the situation, by expanding himself on all the cows and all the boys. So at that time, Krishna told Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj, the nakshatra is very good. You know, now the constellation is very good. You should get these Vraja devotees married at that time. So Nanda Maharaj agreed, and he had a big marriage program. And the girls of Vraja were married to different coward men. Now these coward men were none other than Krishna's expansions. Krishna's expansions, actually. Jiva Goswami says that. So in one aspect, nobody can criticize that God, Krishna, is playing games with others' wives. They indeed were married to him in the Krishna's expansions as these coward men. That is one aspect of it. Of course. That is one aspect of it that is mentioned there clearly in Chaitanya Bhagavat, in those purports. That's one aspect of it. The other aspect of it is this, which meant, how are we supposed to reconcile the two? On one hand, it's described that they were married to Krishna's expansions, and here in this shloka, in Shloka 37, it said that the coward men were not jealous of Krishna because they felt that their wives were by their sides. You know, it's the old story. You know, it's Radharani is married to Abhimanyu, you know, like that, and that goes on. Now, so how are we supposed to reconcile the two? Well, I suppose there's different aspects of logic. Perhaps the main gopis were married to expansions of Krishna, or not all of them, or, you know, you could say whatever logic would come to your mind. But that's all speculation, of course, you know. The real way is like the Prabhupada used to say, wait till you go there. You know, something like this, you know, we're scratching our heads, trying to figure this out, you know. Achintya Kalage Bhava, Natam Starkana Yojaya. If something is inconceivable, what's the use of arguing about it? Vishwanath Chakravartipad mentions that in Vajrita Chintamani. Kusturika Vishahitam Kimatra, Tuham Prabho Shvasya Mahuravatan Van, Naisargika Shriya Shilai Sugandai, Shigovardhano Medishatama Vishtam. Where is that wonderful musk scented spot where Krishna used to sit on Govardhan Hill? It's useless to argue amongst ourselves because all the Shivas are wonderfully fragrant. May that Govardhan Hill satisfy you at every step. Krishna sat everywhere, you know. Krishna sat everywhere in Govardhan Hill. What does it matter? They're all wonderful, you know. So, in the same sense, you know, all those wonderful Gopika girls, you know, who sported the Krishna in their eternal spiritual body. And Yogamaya has arranged a Maya form, you know, to stay, you know, with their so-called husbands in Braj, just to facilitate Krishna's pastimes, like that. Why do we worry? As far as we're concerned, all of them are worshipable to us. Even the Abhimanyu and all these people, Jyotila, Mukhara, you know, like that. Right? Mukhara, Devi, and all that. And all of them simply add to the Parvatiya Rasa. They simply add to it. Like Govinda Balabhanatakam is described, the whole idea of the superiors are there. The Parakya Rasa is, desire is there. The anxiety is there. How can I be with Krishna in front of my elders? It was described in Bhagavatam, it's described that when the gopis glorify that the deer have come to see Krishna. The male and the female deer have both come together and they're coming to see Krishna. And actually what they're saying is, just see how fortunate these male and female deer are, that they can go and see Krishna, you see? We can't go with our husbands to go see Krishna like that, you know? They were saying, our so-called husbands, you know, we can't do that. The gopis were thinking how the male and female deer are so fortunate, you know? They can go to Krishna like that, but whereas we cannot like that. So it's very interesting how they're praising, the gopis are praising the good fortune of the deer. So, in Govinda Balabhanatakam, in the third chapter, sometimes when my mind is blank sometimes, some nights, you know, when I figure, what are you going to speak about? I haven't figured it out, you know. And I'm, oh well, I just, it's like a default for me, you know. I'll just pull out Govinda Balabhanatakam and have fun, you know, and just read it, you know. Unripe as it is, you know, but in any case, you know, it's something that's irresistible, you know, should be spoken anyway. So you read it. In the third act, you know, after Krishna finally, you know, Sri Rama is very happy. We got victory. We, you know, against one of Yasoda's desires, we won, you know. We got you to get Nanda Maharaj's permission, and you got permission to take care of the big cows, we won, you know. And against Mother Yasoda's better desires, we won. And now we want to celebrate it. He says, Krishna, you should please come to my house, you know. My mother, Kirtida, and Shushila, they've been all asking me, you know, many times this morning, to please bring you with Dowji to our house, so you please fulfill it. Huh? And Krishna says, look, you don't have to ask. He says, you don't have to ask. I'm completely, you know, under your control. And you just simply have to carry me. You just simply have to take me there. You don't have to request. You know, I do whatever you say, Sri Dham. You know I do whatever you say. You know, it's all right. You just bring me there. Hey, what are you talking to him so confidentially for? You're not bringing me? You know, Dorothy says, no. It's for having you and Krishna come to our house. And what for? He goes, well, for having the request of our mother. You know. And what will you give us? Whatever you want. Everything in our house belongs to you. Is that so? Yes. What will you give me? Will you give me Kadambari? You know, which is a Kadambari, evidently, is this wine made out of Kadamba blossoms or something mixed with honey, you know. And Sri Dhamma goes, well, yeah, you know. Is that a fact? Gauji says, yes. Then let's go there immediately. You know? Imagine there that instead of the main road to the Vishwanapur, he actually took a shortcut. Maharam was so eager, he took a shortcut, you know. Anyway. And it's not a small thing, you know, when you got thousands of cows, you know, and thousands of boys, you know, so sometimes a shortcut's pretty good, you know. A lot of people to move, you know. A lot of people to move. Sometimes when Krishna was going on the path, just to get out of the village, Sri Dhamma grabs Krishna's hand and says, Krishna, don't play your flute now. Because if you play the flute now, the cows will be stunned and they won't move. You know, the cows are dancing, and sometimes the cows would jump and jump and dance. And they would jump and dance in front. And then they go, out of happiness, they'll jump and dance in front. And then they turn around and look at Krishna in the back. look at Krishna again, you know. Sometimes they run back and they come around with Krishna and they beat him with their tails. And then again they run, you know. But Sri Dhamma said, no, don't play your flute now, because if you play your flute now, everybody will be mesmerized. And the cows won't move. So once we get to the forest, then you can play your flute, you know. When the cows are grazing and like that and they're happy, then you can play your flute, but don't play it now. So that's the nature of Raj, you know. Sometimes shortcuts are good, sometimes like this. And when he got there, indeed, you know, then true to his promise, then Sri Dhamma tells his mother. His mother asks, what can I give? Give Kadambari. That's proper? Well, I promised. You know. So she pulls out a Kadambari. And then afterwards, Sri Dhamma says, you can give my friend Krishna, you know, whatever you want, you know, and the other boys, whatever you want, like that. So he pulls out Kadambari. Krishna, look at this. This is very nice. He says, and his eyes blossom with happiness, you know, and his face blossoms with happiness. Krishna, this is very nice. Would you like to share this with me? He says, and he's like, leaning out and showing it to Krishna, and leaning out and like that, you know? And then all of a sudden he becomes thoughtful and he goes, well, actually you're too young. And then Balaram drinks half of it like that and becomes very happy. And then Kirtita goes, oh, Dowji. And in the same play it happens more than once. Kirtita goes, oh, if you're happy, can I bake something now? Sure, Ma. He goes, name it. He goes, could you please protect my two boys, Sridhama and Sudhama, in the forest? It's interesting. Sridhama, Sudhama is Sushila's boy, you know, the wife of Chandrabhanu, and the brother of Chandravali. But the family is so close knit, you know, all these four Manu brothers, they have palaces right next to each other, really. It's one family, it's a big extended family. Sri Balaram looks at her and goes, but Ma, it's already understood. It's already going on, it's already understood. You don't need to ask for that. And she comes out with another one. And Krishna goes, oh! He says, he doesn't want Balaram to get too sauced every day, you know. And Balaram is Kamapala. His business is to protect everyone's desire. Krishna, we should go. The cows will not tarry, will not wait for so long. So they're just about ready to go. And all of a sudden, then Vrishabhanu Nandini, then Kirtita goes, Krishna's here. Where's Vrishabhanu Nandini? You know? And she tells one of Radharani's friends, go and tell her. So she goes upstairs and she tells her. She said, oh, moon-faced one, your beloved is here, has come. And she goes, oh. Radharani goes, oh, how can I go? What will I do? If I go there, if I go downstairs and if I see him, then I'll become stunned. You know, I'll be amazed if I see him. And he in turn will also become amazed if he sees me. How can we do this in front of our elders? They said like that, I don't know what to do. And the girl said, we know perfectly what to do. Don't worry about it. We will cover you. Our business is to cover you. Don't worry about it. We'll do it. Now take this tray of betel nuts. Now go and give it to your beloved. They just like, they're pushing her from behind, you know. Don't worry about a thing, God. Hey, you know, we'll take care. And they just take, escort her down the stairs. Take this tray of betel nuts. Go in front of your beloved. So she goes there and she is shy like a mountain of shyness, you know. And she sees Krishna, and Krishna sees her. And the poetry is very interesting how it describes how they look at each other. And so immediately Krishna forgot what Dauji had, you know, said, you know, come on, we have to go, you know, the cows won't wait too long, right? So immediately Krishna got stuck, you know, by seeing right around him, Krishna got completely stuck. Ooh, you know, and he become frozen up. Then the conversation is double language. This is why the translation is going to be really delicate, and I'm going to have to do a lot of research on this one. Because they start to speak, and it has double language. you know, it has one meaning for both of them. And it has another meaning for the elders. So the Sanskrit has double meanings, you know, and who can say what it means? You know, when you can break the Sanskrit in different ways and have double meanings. And they're speaking in this delicate, this is a lot, it happens a lot in Braj. There was, Dinabandhu was telling the pastor about Koshi. Koshi, who was there? You know? Krishna knocks on Radharani's door. She's visiting somebody in Koshi Kala. And she knocks, Krishna knocks on her window. Koshi, who's there? Sham. Sham means a cloud. Cloud means rain. Rain, you know, and the ladies are cooking fires now, heating up milk for their children. We don't want clouds. We don't want rain now. Go away, Sham. Come later. After the ladies put their children to sleep, then you can come. Don't come now. And this way, Krishna would knock on the window every time, Chakri, you know, Madhu. So he would say different names, and Radharani would twist it to mean something else. Madhu means a bee. You know, bee, speak. You don't want that, you know. Go away, Madhu. In this way, no matter what Krishna would say, you know, he's eating the sea Radharani, and every time he knocks on the window and says something else, Radharani twists the Sanskrit in another way. You know? In this way, so there's another example of double meanings. It's a very common thing in Vrindavan, double meanings. So, one thing for personal consumption and another thing for the elders. Like this, because they have to cover the Parakiya Rasa. We have to cover that. We have to protect that. And Saraswati Devi also serves. This is her service. The divine Saraswati Devi also serves by coming on their tongue in a very expert way so that people will not come to know there that is really going on. So this is part of it. Now, so it's inconceivable. It means that both things go on. On one side, Krishna indeed did marry all those girls because he expanded themselves and all the cows and all the boys. And so Krishna did marry those girls. And another aspect, Jai. And another aspect of it is that they were Maya manifestations to stay with their husbands. The whole idea of it is to cover the Parakiya Rasa. So that everything goes smoothly. The other pastimes go smoothly. All the pastimes in Braj have to go smoothly. Krishna is not a scandalous fellow. He's not going to do anything scandal in Vrindavan. Because the point is that all those men, Abhimanyu, etc., etc., who are all married, they're Vrajavasis also. They're Krishna's devotees also. They acquire their peace of mind, you know. So, and Krishna is their well-wisher as well, you see. So therefore, Yoga Maya arranged it. Yoga Maya, Maha Maya arranged it. Indeed, that's not the only time. When Ravana purportedly wanted to steal Sita Devi away after she crossed over the line, she crossed over in that ashram, then Korma Purana, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the Brahmin, quoting from Korma Purana, that Ravana did not touch Sita Devi. He was not able to touch the Supreme Lord's consort. He touched a Maya Sita. Ravana stole a Maya Sita, and a Maya Sita was taken to Lanka, etc. That was the Maya Sita that was actually lamenting there, you know, and wasting away, being tormented by the Rakshasis and all that. That's a Maya Sita. And evidently, the divine Sita is a bhakta, was unmanifested or in bhava expansion, like this. So no one should think the Supreme Lord's consort can be touched by any mundane man. This is all that my unfertile brain can say. I think I've said the most of it. Hare Rama. This is the best that I can do. Anything more about it? Prabhupada used to say, wait till you go there. Wait till you go there, you know. We can try with our brain to understand as much as possible. The difficulty is if you don't know Sanskrit yourself, if you don't have privy to all the commentaries, Then how are we supposed to know? You know, how are we supposed to know? We should not speculate. However, let's just say, Tatra lolium api mulium ekalam. When the loba, with intense greed to know, becomes more and more prominent in our hearts, then the Lord will surely tell the Lord and His consort. If it is important for us to know the exact detail, the Lord will surely arrange it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but eventually we may know. Huh? If the Lord desires, He will tell us. Otherwise, if we don't have the adhikara to know exactly why or exactly how, you know, because we're struggling with lower modes of nature or struggling with lower anarthas, presently at our conditioned state right now, we have no adhikara, no qualification to understand it. When we do, when anartha vritti is enough progressed, when we actually have finished with anartha is sufficiently progressed, then the Lord will surely inform us. He will surely help us. Are we, that means later on we may find the Praman, you know, like this, exactly. Or we may understand it intuitively. That's described 334 of Mukunda Datta Gita, that shloka, from the 3rd century of Krishna Karnamrita. Not the one Gauranga had discovered. There are others. There are other adhyayas. There are other compilations that are attributed to Bilvamangala Thakur from South India. And this verse is very powerful verse, very interesting verse. Esha praha esha se esha manye kanopi ganya purushaya sheshu asvadite yatra kayapi pratya nilasya balasya na jamacharitram. In the current, that is the river, that is this human form of life, the current of that. Just that most wonderful thing that is to be obtained in that human form of life. Purushaya sheshu, in the duration of the life of a human being. Asmadite yatra kayapi vritya is the ecstatic taste for the relishable activities of a boy of bluish complexion, nilasya balasham nijam charitram. When the relishable activities of a boy of bluish complexion will be understandable by virtue of intuition. That is not ordinary. And Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur in Madhuri Gadamani describes that stage as spurti. That the perfection is there. When you actually see with your own eyes, it's like it's so close you can touch it. You're seeing it so close you can touch it. Indeed, that is also referred to in Sivamala, in the Mangalacharana section of it. It was composed by the mouth of Rupa Goswami, and Jiva Goswami Prabhupada mentions, you should know these verses were collected very painstakingly, compiled very painstakingly. What it means is that Jiva actually put it together. He's traveling with Rupa Goswami in different places of Braj, and out of his wonderful spontaneity, these things, pustakams, these different prayers, emanated from the mouth of Rupa Goswami. And Jiva has to memorize it, often on the spot. Now, can you imagine what happens if Rupa Goswami, you know, speaks another one, you know, down the road, you know? Then he has to grab that also. That's, you know, when Jiva Goswami says, you should understand these were collected in a very painstaking way, then at least it gives you an idea that how hard it is for a translator, somebody to hold something, you know. By our unfertile brains, we'd have to say, what was that again? What was that one that you said before? That was pretty catchy. What was it again? You know, we have to ask five times if you want to hold something, you know. He had a very powerful brain. There's no doubt about it. No one can come close to what Jiva's fertility was in terms of his ability to hold something. Shruta Dharana Ye, Ramaji says in the second canto, chapter 7. Not to speak of those Shruta Dharana who hold the nectar that they hear. But yet it's still, in Kali Yuga, it is not easy. So all this is all wonderful. The purpose of life is when Krishna is pleased at that time, when the living entity is fortunate enough to be able to see with their own eyes this activity. That's perfection. It comes after Ashakti. Srila Prabhupada described in Narad Bhakti Sutra Shloka 2, where it describes, you know, Shraddha and Prema, that at Ashakti, you conclusively know your relationship with Krishna. And Bhava and Prema is simply engaging internally in that relationship. There are two, as described in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 22, verse number 154 and 156. Bahira antara ihara dvitu sadhana. In this material world, there are two sadhanas, he says. Bahira sarakadeya kodi shavana kirata. With the external body, we're engaging in hearing and chanting. In the spiritualized mind, nija siddha deha, your own spiritual body will become manifested. Kalina bhavan, and you're absorbed in that moon. And ratri kiri kore braje Krishna no sevan. Night and day you're serving Krishna in Braj. Now, 140, roughly, is, like you say, the border between the discussions with Sanatana Goswami Pad about Vaidya Sadhana Bhakti and Raga Sadhana Bhakti starts over, about roughly 140. So this means it's in Raga Marga, Shloka in 154, 156. So it's not a joke. First deserve, then desire. You know, when we get there, when we actually finish Anartha Nivritti to the point, then the greed is sufficiently in our hearts, then yes, the Supreme Lord will not allow His devotee to be in ignorance. As Tesham Evanam Gambartam Aham Agyana Jamtama Nashayami. He said, I do it. I do it. I destroy it. Nashayami. Atma Bhava Sto Gyana Jipena Bhashvata. And He does it. And not only He does it, Radha also does it. Because everything is known to her, Savit. Everything is known to her. Just like the story, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentions in Gayatri Mantarta Dipika. Kama Gayatri Mantarta Dipika. He describes the light, the commentary that sheds the light on the Kama Gayatri. And he describes there, he says, I shouldn't say it. Vishwanath says, I really shouldn't say it, but it has to be told. He was on the bank of Radhakunda, and he was having doubts. How is Krishna, you know, 24 and a half moons? The Kama Gayatri is described to depict 24 and a half moons. When I counted, it appears to be 25 syllables. How could it be? Yet, my predecessor, Acharya, Krishnadas, must not be wrong. I don't understand it. So he says, if I don't understand it, then what am I living for? I might as well just fast and give up my body on the bank of Radhakunda. So he was so depressed at his inability to understand it. The greed was so strong in his heart. Not extraordinary, not ordinary greed, really. He thought, I'm a fool. I can't understand it. What is the use of my life? Can you imagine that kind of bhava? And he was thinking, I'll just fast on the banks of Radhakunda and give up my body. Radha didn't like that at all. And she appeared to him and said, my manjari, Krishna Das is my manjari, he didn't make a mistake. She said to him, he used this vyakarana, one particular grammar book, Radharani mentioned to him. This is in the middle of the night, you know, this is 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night. Radharani appeared to him and told him, the grammar that he used was such and such vyakarana, such and such grammar book. Therein the rule is, Radharani quoted, and when such and such syllable consonant is covered by such and such vowel, it is actually a half a syllable. Just give up your fasting, she said. Give up your lamentation and your fasting. Be peaceful. She said, like, tomorrow you can see that book. And yet that she was so eager to make sure her servant was satisfied, she personally pacified her. Radharani personally pacified Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And he demanded, you give up your fasting and lamentation. Tomorrow you can see the book. She wasn't going to wait till tomorrow. Radharani wanted to remove his suffering of his heart Immediately, she wanted to do it. She insisted, now go back to your lamentation and your fasting. Tomorrow you see the book.
When I read that, I thought, just see. And even Pundarik, when we about Tulsi Rani's glories, he says that. Kahimam sarva papyabhya sarva sampat pradayake. Please protect this fallen soul, because you can give everything to your servant.
Sarva sampat pradayake. You can give everything. There is nothing that Vrinda Devi, Tulsi Devi could not give to her servant. There's nothing. Sampat pradayake. Sarva sampat pradayake. They can give everything. So Radharani does that. Dowji will do that. Huh? If you're surrendered, when you're actually completely surrendered, there is nothing. This is mentioned in Mukunda Mala, very nice. Beautiful verse. We're closing with that. Beautiful verse. Alam 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 ekanga prani namapata kanam. It is sufficient. The Hare Krishna mantra is sufficient. It is sufficient. Certainly it is sufficient. Prani namapata kanam. Whether your life there is falling on the ground. Nirashaya nirasha. You have no material desires or you have all material desires. Ya Krishna Krishna iti vani. This topic's instructions about Krishna. Yadi Babaji Makunde Bhaktir Ananda Sandra, if a person has one point of devotion to Lord Mukunda, Yadi, if, that's a big if. If Yadi Babaji Makunde Bhaktir Ananda Sandra, if you have great loving devotion to with great happiness in serving Lord Krishna's Mukunda's feet, Karatala Karata, Ya Moksha Sam Raja Lakshmi, and in the hand of that devotee, all wealth, all abilities, and all liberation in the hand of that devotee. Kulashekara Raja says, just say. When you have devotion, there is nothing that will be separate from a devotee. So in this sense, it is a little gupta. It is a little difficult, a little confidential to understand this. What is it? Are all the gopis married to Krishna like this? Did Krishna marry all the gopis originally? Or is it just both? You know, they have a Maya manifestation, you know, which just is to pacify the other Vrajavasis so they don't suspect anything. You know, and these girls are all married to Krishna anyway, because when Krishna just to fog over Vrindavan, you know, Krishna expanded himself to all the boys. Is it both? Is it one? Or is it the other? Or is it only some gopis or the other gopis? Wait till you go there. You'll see. Just wait. You wait till the perfection comes. You wait till Shuddhanam comes. When Shuddhanama comes, then you'll understand it. Maybe we don't understand it now. It is due to a lack of adhikara. That's all. Huh? And what is wonderful about the lack of adhikara it comes to mind is the shloka from Narottam Das Thakur. He says there, Jugala charana sevi jinantara e bhavi anuraga takivo sadai. Sadhana je dhana chai, that treasure you desire in your heart. Sadhana je dhana chai, that treasure that you hanker as a result of your practices. Siddhadeya taha pai, you'll attain that when you get your spiritual body. Taka paka matra sevichar, what has to be considered is it ripe or not. Narottam says, just consider whether the bhava, whether the desire is ripe or not. Patile se prema bhakti, when it is ripe it manifests prema bhakti. Apake sadhana gati, and if it's not ripe it pushes your sadhana forward. It's like a ramrod, the desire, the burning desire to know, the loba, the intense desire to know, the curiosity, the intense curiosity of the devotee pushes your sadhana forward. Sadhana gati, bhakti lakshana tatvasar. This is the essence of describing qualities about bhakti. That shloka of Vishwanath, isn't that funny? Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad, you know, in Brajari to Chintamani. No, this is not. This is Govardhanastikam. This is Govardhan, Vishwanath's Govardhanastikam. You know, Shloka 5. You like that? He said, which one? Which Shila is the spot where Krishna sat on? It's useless to worry. All the Shilas are fragrant. He does that all the time in his poetry. It's hilarious. There's so many apparent contradictions in the spiritual world, you know. How are we supposed to understand it? Like Guru Ganadesh Dipika, right? When there's some, when there's, you know, two or three devotees manifest as one devotee. You know, that's really far out. How do we understand it? If you go there, ask him, how did you do that? How did you manifest yourself? You know, like Lalita, Vishakha, and Gopa Arjuna, or something like that. Manifest. How does it happen? You know, how does it happen? Now, another neat thing, that another mind blower in Srimad Bhagavatam. When Krishna goes with the sages, with the retinue of sages, to go see Bahulaswa and Shrutadev there, and both these bhaktas said, Come to my house. Oh, you've come. Oh, Krishna, you've come. Can you come to my house? And Krishna goes, sure. You know, to satisfy their heart, Krishna goes, sure. Now, what's there is that Krishna immediately, and the sages, they all manifest themselves too. And these sages accompanied Krishna to Bahulaswa's house and accompanied Krishna to Shrutadeva's house. Two. Now, generally, if a yogi can manifest himself, expand himself, up to nine forms, but every form has got to do the same thing. This is an exception to the rule. To assist Lord Krishna in satisfying the love of Shrutadeva and Bahulaswa, they manifested a whole separate set of sages and went with the other devotees. Now, that's a mind blower. But when Krishna wants to something, it happens. Another example of that in Chaitanya Bhagavat, that when Dauji, Nityananda came back from Puri, and he stopped at Panihati, which is Raghava Pandit's place. And Raghava Pandit gave him welcome, you know, his party. The Dvadasha Gopalas and Nityananda are walking back in Bengal, and they enter into Bengal at Panihati. So, when he went there from Orissa to Panihati, then Dauji was very tired from his travels. He says, give me a bath. And he said, sure. He gave him, arranged a nice Abhishek form. Give us cloth. They gave him very nice silken blue and cloth, you know, very pleasing blue cloth. Give me silver ornaments. They gave Dauji very, you know, gave Balanityananda very nice silver ornaments. And he shone like the moon. And he was so pleased with their love, the villagers, you know, how they were scrambling around doing whatever they needed, that he manifested himself as Balarama for them. And immediately the Dvadasha Gopalas, Chaitanya Bhagavat described, immediately they manifest themselves in the Buddhist rules. All those boys with their bugles and their horns and their sticks and their, you know, and everything, exactly. You know? And as long as Nityananda was manifesting himself as Balarama, Swarup, those boys manifested their Buddhist rules to please him. So that's another amazing story. You know? So it shows, to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna can give his servants any potency as long as his pleasure will be arranged. Yogamaya will do it. Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad in Vajrita Chaitanya has a funny verse. He says, Yatrasi sa chandana sala jata. On Govardhan Hill, there is a grove of sandalwood trees. Tatra sarapa. You know, those sandalwood trees are very cooling. It's nice like to go there because their body is very hot and they cool themselves by sitting in sandalwood trees. Vishwanath says, Natatra sarpa, no snake goes there. Chachachet, even if the snake goes there, Vishamna, doesn't have any poison. Visham chachet, even if there is poison, Kwapi na dupatanta, it doesn't cause any problem. As the best servant of Lord Hari, Govardhan makes all these arrangements. Now try to understand that shloka. It's a far out one, isn't it? There's a sandalwood trees, but no snakes. Alright, even if a snake goes there, it doesn't have poison. Alright, even if there's poison, it doesn't cause any problem. It's in the same shloka, you know. So the whole idea is that many things may be possible. Another thing that devotees love to do is another favorite one. When you can't understand something, how does it work? They go, what's kalpa? Right? Is it? Another kalpa. You know, and sometimes in some kalpas, you know, Krishna rides on Kaliya down to Kilkamsa, you know. Then we think, well, what does a Kuru do then? And Krishna rides on Kaliya, you know, on the back of Kaliya down to Jamuna to go Kilkamsa. Then what will a Kuru do?
Another kalpa. Wait till you see that aspect of the movie, you know.
Wait till you see that episode of the movie, you know. Okay? Hare Krishna. What are you going to do now, Krishna? Are you going to close the gate? All right. Hare Krishna. Okay. Any questions, comments?
Maharaj, I didn't understand just one little thing when you said Ayaram or Dairam, she's gone and he's gone, when you were referring to the...
It's a joke.
Yeah.
Ayaram, Dairam, Ayaram, Gayarani. It means that every one of us is on the path of karma. Every one of us is here in this body for a very short time. Ram has come and Ram has gone. And she has come and she has gone. Everyone is in this body very temporarily. That's what I'd say. Sorry. I'm sorry to confuse you. Sometimes I mix Hindi in there sometimes, you know. I mix Hindi in there. Just my style of doing something. I'm sorry.
Well, what was the mention of the symbolism of talking to Narada about the flash of thunder and lightning simultaneously? Does that have any meaning? Or?
Yeah, the idea of it is that the Supreme Lord told Narada his spiritual body. You see? And then he gave up his material body. And he said lightning and illumination at the same time. You know, it's like lightning means it's like a heavy thing, you know, like, you know, it's like, you know, it's not a joke, you know, lightning is scary, right? So leaving this body is a scary business. Anybody, it's a scary business. But when Krishna tells you what your spiritual body is, then there is no fear. There's no fear. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have pain. But the Tirtha Maharaj, according to his disciples and according to what he told Radhana Swami, Krishna had told Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj his service. He said, Prabhupada has given me my service. He knew intuitively what his service was. That's what he told Radhana Swami. But it doesn't mean that dying is easy. No, it's definitely a big thing. It's not easy to give up the body. But Krishna makes it easier. That shloka, 12th canto, chapter 3, verse 50, means that Krishna loves his devotees so much that his devotees that are so attached to Krishna chanting his holy name, Krishna will help them, encourage them. It's not like, where are we going? God knows. You know? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like when he appeared before that Brahmin that was the guest of Jagannath Mishra, and he was offering boga with the Gopal mantra, and Gopal Nimai was coming and eating, right? And then in the evening, and he manifested himself as the Supreme Personality of God, and the man went, ah! You know, in ecstasy, you know, in ecstasy. And everybody thought, oh, he finally can eat. Oh, great, you know, he finally can eat. Don't tell anybody. Now, what's interesting is that in Chaitanya Bhagavad, it happens a lot. When Sachimata has the darshan of Krishna and Balarama, you know, I saw Krishna and Balarama, and you and the guy are sitting down, and you guys are fighting over the sweets. These are my sweets. These are my sweets. Suppose I tie you up and throw you out. What are you going to do? You know? And Sachimata saw all that, right? And so she asked Nimai, I saw all these things. Is it true? And Nimai said, sure, Ma, whatever you say is true.
Don't tell anybody about it.
When he says that, it's interesting. Don't tell anybody about it, right? But yet it's written. So either somebody spilled the beans, right? Somebody spilled the beans. Or Nimai told, you know, Vrindavan Das Thakur in his heart. Nimai tells that Brahmin, don't tell anybody, don't reveal anybody, right? Or he reveals himself as Radha Krishna Sakshat to Raya Ramananda. You know, it's like, all this is astounding. Yet, it shouldn't have been said, you know, Mahaprabhu wanted to keep it confidential. How is it recorded? You know, he was revealed to the heart of those devotees, or somebody spilled beans. It's either one. But it's astounding. All this is astounding. This is all amazing, the spiritual world. And there are many, many contributions can be done. You know, in the material world, we have one shakti. It's called Kama Vasayasva, that you can do the impossible. You know, create your own planet. You know, you can do all types of stuff. There was they say that about the water buffalo. That one sage wanted to create a planet, his own planet, right? And when he tried to create a cow, the closest he could get to was a water buffalo. You know? So, I mean, you know, this is Kama Vayasetva. If you could do the impossible, if you have just a city, if you could do the impossible. So, anything that happens in the material world must have its relationship in the spiritual energy. So, because it is achintya, it is inconceivable by our mundane brain. Just like this devotee, Raghu Chandra Das in Kuwait, I was talking with him, and I said, the monks say that in the shadow of Tulsi Devi, Mahalakshmi Devi is there. And there's nothing like it. If you have this attention, if you have the shadow of Tulsi fall on your body and you chant, you know, it's great. It's an amazing experience, you know, to take shelter of Tulsi like that. And he goes, but Maharaj, in physics, he says, in physics, the shadow is actually an illusion. All it is nothing but an absence of light. How could it be there? And I said, but her body is not material. You're talking about material physics. You're not talking about spiritual physics. Her body doesn't fall under the realm of ordinary physical laws of physics. Her body is transcendental. She is Krishna's wife. Her body is completely transcendental. It doesn't fall under those rules. Her chaya is spiritual, Padma Purana says, you know, and it works. Tell it to the physician. I said, tell it to the physicist. But if you can't job it with Tulsi's shadow on you, you're all right, you know. If you die with Tulsi's shadow on you, you're liberated. All these things are out of mood. It's inconceivable. It says if you die in the company of cows, you become liberated. If you die in a goshala area, you become liberated. Now, let the physical scientists figure that out. Achintya kalaye bhava. It's inconceivable. So all these things that happen in the spiritual world that are inconceivable, and it's all done for Krishna's pleasure. Sure, it simultaneously goes on. The Maya manifestation goes on. Huh? And the divine manifestation dances with Krishna. Okay, that's all I got. Yes, Prabhu? Huh? Krishna doesn't force. Bhakti means love, means voluntarily. If we're greedy for Krishna, then Krishna can protect us, or the spiritual masters will protect us, and we'll be able to traverse the path of anartha nirvritti properly, right? But if we misuse our own independence, and our bhajan is not pakka, then Krishna, Prabhupada mentioned that a devotee is not put into the womb by other means. Yamaraj won't touch a devotee. In the sixth canto, chapter 3, Yamaraj told his servants, don't go to a devotee with Tilak and Kantimala and like that. Right? Even if we're dushtus, even if we have a problem, if we have to take birth again, Krishna personally puts his devotee in that, in the womb of a devotee. You follow? And if Krishna wants to liberate us, then Krishna can do it. Samal Krishna Maharaj mentioned that. That's an amazing statement. My godmother Mukundatatta sent that up. It was a statement by Tamal Krishna Maharaj in Fiji. And the last time he went there in 2000. He said, we shouldn't think that Srila Prabhupada is taking our service and just exploiting us and not giving us. He said, I've never seen Prabhupada be so ungrateful. Never. That is not Prabhupada's mood. He said, our anxiety will be there. Now, did I give 60%? Did I give 70%? Did I give 80%? How much percent did I give? If you give the best you can, huh? If you sincerely give it, then Krishna rounds up the rest of it. All right, whatever you got. You know, it's like, give me a donation, okay. You know? All right, that's okay. You know, like the books cost, like the Bhagavad Gita costs $2.90, right? Suppose somebody who's sincere gives $1, right? Like, all I got is this little change. I got $1. Well, will you read it? Yeah, I'll read it. No, I'll make it up, you know. Right? I'll make it up, sure. Go ahead, you know. I'll make it up. Where does that come from? Where does that come from? See? So it's the same way. Tamal Krishna Maharaj said in the future, Krishna, Prabhupada can round up the rest. That's all right, sure. Just give it to me. Whatever you've got, give it to me and I'll round it up. 100%. I'll make your 60% 100%. They can do that. If we're sincere, that's the bottom line, is our sincerity should be there. If Krishna wants his rebirth, he personally does it. Okay? Can I answer your question?
So why does he want us to render service unto him?
Why? Because we're Vikramsha. We're the parts and parcels. It's our constitutional position. Although he has Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Samarma Sevimanam, although he has hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis, he's still, out of his compassion, he wants our service. Prabhupada said it like this, I'm a big man, I want. We shouldn't say, why you're a big man, you're a big industrialist, and why do you need so many servants? Right? You want a, you know, a cook, and you want a driver, you know, and you want a house cleaner, right? I'm a big man, I want. Prabhupada said that in the tape, right? So Krishna is a big man, he's Vibhu, he wants our service. We're all Vibhunansha, we're all part and parcel of Krishna. It's our benefit. God does not need our service. He wants to benefit you. Like I said, it's his company policy. He plays hard to get. He told Narada Muni, Sakrit, yad darshanam rupam. I just gave you a darshan a little bit, just to increase your hankering. And he told the gopis the same thing. 10th canto, 32nd chapter, verse 20. The main reason I don't reciprocate the love of somebody who loves me is that I want them to increase their hankering. They become just like a person who lost some money, it said. And you can only think about that lost money again and again. It's a great verse. It's a great verse. Every one of us has had that experience. We're so proud. I'm so talented. I'm so qualified. Where's the key? Oh my God. Where's the keys? Where's my keys? Where's my keys? Oh, born in time. Where's the keys? Oh, Krishna. Where's the keys? Oh, you know when you go and you look on your luggage, you look everywhere. Retrace your steps. Retrace your steps. Where's the keys? Oh, Krishna. Where's the keys? Where's the keys? Oh, it's in your pocket, stupid. Oh, it's in my pocket. Thank you, Krishna. Thank you, Krishna. So Krishna's dangling from you. Don't forget, I'm the source of all knowledge, remembrance, forgiveness. I'm telling you where your keys are, right? Yes, Krishna. Yes, Krishna. You're telling me where the keys are. Yes, Krishna. Why does that happen to us? Just to slap us, just to make us understand everything is coming from Krishna, nothing from us. We have to be always be humble, always be meek, always be dependent. And it happens now and then. Krishna does it all the time. He does it all the time. Just to keep us on our toes, right? Still he doesn't force us. You want to go out and blow marijuana and you want to do whatever you want, you can do it. But you won't be happy. Kapilade said that, huh? Yadya sadvi patipuna shishno darakrato jamai asato ramate jantus tamo vishati purvavad. If such a rascal, again, goes in the path of irreligion, enjoying his senses, his belly, and his genital, for some time he enjoys asato ramate jantus tamo vishati, but he falls back into the illusory, the hellish illusion. Purvavad, like he did before. Like he did before. So he doesn't force us. We have free will, right? And if we misuse our free will, all right, well, sorry, Charlie. You know, sorry, Charlie, no tuna. As the commissioner used to say, sorry, Charlie, no tuna. You can't become a Starkist tuna, you know. Only special tuna becomes Starkist tuna. That was the joke. Remember the sorry, Charlie, you have to take birth again. But don't worry. We'll give you a nice mother, a nice devotee mother, you know, you can do it again. Try it in your luck in the Gurukula if you're all right. You follow me? Krishna will, don't worry. Svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahatobayat. Mahatobayat means taking birth as an animal. If you have to take birth as an animal, we need to take birth as an animal of grudge. But that's, you know, you see, Krishna will take care of us. Huh? All those monkeys, turtles, this, that, and Vrindavan, they're all fallen devotees. Krishna's kind to them. Radharani's kind to them. You like that? He give us whatever slap we need, but he will drag us to our lotus feet. As soon as you chant Hare Krishna, it's a question of time only. How many births until Krishna takes us back to Godhead, right? So let us enthusiastically continue your service. Don't get anxiety. Continue your service. Associate with the sweet devotees here in Melbourne and all that, and the deities, then your life will become successful. Try to increase the greed, okay? If you misuse it, well, it just means, you know, you'll have a few pit stops along the way, but, you know. A few pit stops on the way, you know, a few diversions on the way. Brihad Bhagavatam just spoke to that, you know. Gopal, Gopal Kumar, he travels all over the place, and he sees the beautiful, sweet smile of Narayan, and he goes, Gopal! Gopal! It's me! And then and Varupal goes, who is this guy? Right? And they grab him. He goes, hey, what's going on? What's going on? You know, and Lakshmi's bewildered about it, and Narayan is smiling about the whole thing. You know? And then Dwarapala goes grabbing him and take him outside. And Narada Muni goes, I know this guy. Hey, don't let him make a disturbance again. Okay. You know, and Dwarapala goes, you know, jive, whatever, to give it to Narada. And Narada goes, you're in the wrong place, Baba. You've got to keep going. Here, I'll tell you how to go towards Krishna Loka. I'll tell you one way. You're in the wrong place, fellow. Oh, yeah, I can tell me. I can figure it out I'm in the wrong place, you know. So, I mean, there's a tour, right? There's a few stops along the way. Hey, you know, right? You follow me? Don't be in anxiety. Just continue this process. Dina Bandhu said the most sweet thing he put up an email a while ago. It's a reminiscence of Prabhupada in Los Angeles in 76, 73. Where Prabhupada was saying, you chant 16 rounds and stay in and stay with the devotees. And you'll go back to home, back to Godhead. And all the devotees in the class, they just sat there like this, you know. And then after about 10 seconds, Prabhupada said, I guarantee it! And then, I guarantee it! You know, he said like, you know, like twice he said it. The other person, I heard it with my own ears. So Prabhupada is not like that, Tamal Krishna said. Prabhupada is not like that. Let us use this one life now. How many births we've been playing games? Let us use this one birth very nice. Try not to misuse your independence. Try to be sincere. Prabhupada will help us. Huh? Guru Maharaj will help us. Prabhupada will help us. The deities will help us. Sure. Let us be sincere. Okay? Don't be too much anxiety. Just keep on going. Huh? Is that right? Happy? Okay. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.
As you said, the death is a very horrible experience.
Ah, yeah,
and
right.
The birth is the same. Yeah. There are so much difficulty when you're taking birth. And this material world. Health was very difficult. So it is best to go to your birth. Never come back.
Yes, Prabhupada said that. Don't. When Burijan said that, in our glorious master, right? He said that in Tokyo. Well, Srila Prabhupada, suppose if we don't think we're qualified to go back, you know, could we desire to take birth in the Sankirtan mission again? Prabhupada looked at him and said, don't make me come back to get you. Don't make me come back to get you. Hare Krishna. Jai Gornatai Radhavallabha. Jagannath Baladev Subhadamaya. Giri Raj. Shalagram Bhagavan Khan. Tulsi Rani Ki Jai. Karma Karuna. How are you, sir? I call it Jigar.
Yep.
He wants to do something cheap. He wants to do something cheap. He says, oh, you're saying that shade out for me exactly for that man or something. I was just crossing my mind. I want to get another phone call. Look, Ian could use it down below in the flatland. it's too hilly in the area where he wants to put Tulsi. If he wants to put something more kacha, but I have this, I make this Qantas magazine. I just flew in and I had a roof far out, you know. Ashcroft Conservatories, we build a building with all of them. God, how much is it going to cost? I feel like giving those guys a ring. I don't know how much it is, whether they see my versions or something. It's really beautiful, kind of like wood and glass, kind of beautiful thing. He just wants to put some, you know, cheap structural stuff. And I got on this case and said, come on, man, you and your wife got a nice house with your kid and everything, and this queen of Krishna's supposed to struggle, and why in the hell should you get any money for your farm? You know, the Krishna's queen has to freeze her behind off and, you know, out here, you know, and how are you supposed to expect to ask her to give you some money on your farm, you know? Come on, Mara, she goes, you know, the toilets are flush and all these household places. Sure. And I said, look, we'll help you out at Woodford. I'm ready to work with me and Vern. Give us her $10,000 or something. What? I go, we'll work on your part at Woodford, you know, for 3-4 days, you know, picking our rear, you know, selling prasad. Give us ten or fifteen thousand G's and over Tulsi Rani, you know. And like that, you know, he goes, what? Sure, and I said, you take care of Krishna's wife, and then and when she's growing happily and like that, then you see all the money will start flowing in.
Absolutely, 100%.
I'm going to scan this thing I saw on the page. First, I'm going to call this Ashcroft Conservatories. It kind of reminds me of that, you know, like a crystal palace. You're in the baby in the spiritual world that stays in the crystal palace with crystal, the crystal staircases and like that. I was thinking, wow, you want to have a nice house with a nice awning. You put one of those sodium paper lamps on a 6-foot track, you know, and you put Tulsi riding way up high. So far out that a devotee did in Bali. He took a cement pillar, you know, cement pillar you use for water or something.
Yeah.
A cement pillar about like this.
Yeah.
Cram it 1 foot into the dirt. Yeah. Fill it up with dirt, right? So the pillar's like standing this way. Fill it up with dirt and plant it closely there. So she grew up like this. So this way, she's already about this high. And you can sit underneath that Tulsi, you put cow dung about this thing and make a nice pad. And you got one pradhan Tulsi, you know, like the big Tulsi is the pradhan Tulsi, you know, in the greenhouse. And that Tulsi there, and you sit underneath that Tulsi. It should be a place where the devotees can come. Bring your kid, bring your wife, sit down there. Bring Bhagavatam, chant your rounds under the shade of the Tulsi tree, you know, and the other pot of Tulsi are on the side. It should be an inviting place. Her house should be an inviting place where devotees can come and take shelter of the lotus feet. Not like it's got to be a little tiny box, you know, a little tiny box with some four poles with a little plastic on it. His idea is, I want to put some plastic on it so that she stays warm. And I said, the other thing I got to do, I'm going to send an email to Suvarna Mundri in Cape Town. I want to find out about that. She's got rods underneath that dirt, about a half a meter. That keeps her warm.
Yeah.
Now, and Ajit was asking me, how does that work? I said, I don't know, it must be some special rod. It's, you know, electric rods that are covered by some other rods, that are, you know, so the water doesn't get in there. But it keeps the dirt warm. I don't know, in Queensland, I don't know if the dirt is such a cold problem. He was saying, well, he said, the main thing is the cold wind from buffeting her. And I said, yeah, well.